Beavers have won back-to-back games. They're now 3-2 on the year as they have Military Appreciation Night coming up here on Friday night. They'll be taking on the Smoky Valley Vikings. First ever meeting between the two schools, and they've maybe had their chances before with playoffs, but one game, if both would have advanced maybe the next round, but should be a fun one there. 7 o'clock for the kickoff, 6:30 for the pregame here on Mix 94.5. And we'll go ahead and talk to one of our athletes, whoever wants to take the microphone here first. All right, we'll let Taylor take it. It's senior Taylor Hiley joining us here. And how you doing this evening? Well, let's see here. How come I don't hear you? Oh, there we go. How are you doing?
Doing pretty epic.
Epic, right.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good word. That changes things up a little bit here. You're five games in through your senior season. You know, didn't know maybe it was going to happen. Can you believe how fast it's going?
Yeah, it's going real fast. It's like a train or something. I don't know what's going on, but really surprising me. It's been a great time, though, with my buddies.
Yeah, and, you know, last week I got to play on the turf there at Russell in the second shutout of the year, and you play that right tackle position. How do you feel like maybe you've been doing so far here this year?
I think I've been doing pretty good, but I've had a few bad plays, but everyone makes some mistakes, so...
Yeah, and maybe what are some of the things that you've been looking to correct here along the way here this year?
I've been needed to work on my cutting, scooping, and just getting faster as a player.
Well, last couple of games here, you guys have been able to put some pretty good yards on the ground here, and I know that that's got to be pretty satisfying as a lineman to kind of pave the way for some big runs and some big rushing yards for through the night.
Yeah, so... pretty awesome when you see when your guy's down the field and you get to go give him a big old hug or something.
Yeah, and you've been down there hopefully a few times celebrating some touchdowns. Got a few more hopefully this weekend. It's going to be a little different for you guys on Friday. It's got to be pretty exciting. The camo, the digital camo unis, Military Appreciation Night. And do you like those, I guess you could call, alternate uniforms?
Oh, yeah, I think those are pretty epic too, honestly. Got a nice little flair to them.
Epic. So are you getting paid by the word epic here or something?
I just really enjoy that epic word.
Okay, yeah. Well, all right. The over and under's at 5 here. But as you take a look at the Smoky Valley, it's going to be kind of a different team, different lineup here. And what's the biggest thing that you're looking to accomplish here Friday night?
Oh, well, to win, of course. But, they're a pretty physical team. They like to run it down. They're a power team, so we just need to have a big defensive line and get some nice plays.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Taylor Hiley joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. Our next guest is going to be another senior, Blaine Culp, as he takes the mic. And how are you doing this evening?
Doing good, Adam.
Well, that's good. Thank you again for joining me here. And I don't know, I don't want to jinx you here, but it seems like this year you're kind of the shutdown guy in the secondary there with all those, or the no-fly zone, I was going to say, there in the backfield there, or secondary, 5 picks there this year. And have you been able to kind of adjust to get those picks here this year?
Well, having a good D-line and linebackers helps a lot, getting the quarterback pressured, and he makes some bad decisions, and just like to go out there and make some plays, get the guys pumped up.
Yeah, the one last Friday might have been the toughest one for you there. That dive there looked like you kind of had to leap a little far for that.
Yeah, that was a stretch, but I ended up getting it somehow.
All right. Well, 3-2 season, defense, you've been mainly playing defense the last couple of games, a couple of shutouts there. And I know you guys, especially on defense, have to take a lot of pride in getting that goose egg on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it feels good at the end of the game, seeing a zero, keeping them out of the end zone. Just a good feeling in general.
Yeah, it's been kind of weird because I think maybe about every game that you've played this year, even including Ulysses, they've run some formations of spread offense in here. And then you come to Friday night, it's going to be all inside. Wishbone, how much goes into that planning there in preparation for such a drastic change from the spread to the run between the tackles?
Yeah, it's a pretty big change, but we got something figured out. Hopefully we can stop them. It'll start with the D-line and linebackers, and then come back to the safeties in the back.
And you know, this is the third time we've had this military appreciation night, and you've played in all those games there. And how fun is that to kind of, you know, change things up with the digital camo uniforms?
Yeah, I really like it. It's really cool to do that. It's on the military. I think it's just a good thing overall.
What's something that you'd like to see maybe with the as you guys move forward here as kind of winding down this regular season pretty quickly?
Just keep getting better as a team, keep working hard, being a family, and just keep winning.
All right, just win, baby, right?
Yeah, just win, baby.
Like they said back at the L.A. Raiders back in the day.
That's right.
Blaine Culp here, a senior, joining us here from Scott County Hardware. Thanks again, as always, Blaine. Good luck to you coming up.
Yep, thanks, Adam.
All right, Blaine Culp here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And you have next Coach Dakota Hayes here joining us here. And let him get the microphone. And, Coach, it's been kind of a warm one here this week. How have things been for you guys?
No, it's definitely a bit warmer. So telling all the guys to make sure they're drinking water and so we can try to avoid all those cramps that we had early on in the season. So,
yeah. Do you ever think that you'd be having to deal with 90-degree weather in October like this?
You know, I guess that's the joys of being in Kansas. You never really know what's going to happen. I mean, everybody always jokes that, you know, it's winter in the morning and then summer in the evening or afternoon and then yeah, back to winter in the evening. So
that's about right, yeah, because I think it's going to be like that again tonight here. But last week, Russell game, 20-0 victory. You guys score for the second straight game on your first two possessions and then get an opening score in that second half there. And kind of looking back here, what did you guys see with that game with Russell? You guys were able to pitch the shutout.
You know, as far as offense goes, being able to get to the edge was kind of one of the big ones. We figured if we could kind of use some of our guys' speed, set the edge and get there, that we'd be able to have some big plays. Just the normal traps and all that stuff. As far as defense goes, is just make sure that our guys do their jobs. You know, don't try to overstep and do somebody else's. Just do their 1/11th and play technically sound football.
You know, you guys were pretty solid, I think, on the defensive side there, and I think you had to be pretty happy about how you guys were able to move the football on offense, just, you know, some tough breaks here and there, unable to finish some drives.
Yeah, it's just always the little things, you know. I think every coach really says that, but you got to focus on the little things and make sure, you know, you don't get your arm too far outside, get a holding call, or, you know, have a mental mistake and jump off sides and all that good stuff.
That's probably one of the more disciplined games that you guys have had all year, if not the most. I know we had a couple of turnovers there, but still only two penalties. I think you have to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, it's definitely below what we've been battling in previous games, and so just tells us that we're really finally starting to take the little things pretty serious and try to make those a little better.
And it's Friday night here. You see Smoky Valley, and Coach Lambert's been there for 6 years, I think, and they run I think it's very similar to what maybe people are accustomed to in years past with Smith Center, Wishbone there, and 4-3 defense. But, you know, go from the spread to kind of things tighten up there, and that's going to be kind of a different change that we're not accustomed to with the other team.
It is. We go from that spread to that double tight bone, and they run some of that the tosses and those double dive things. So if you don't pay attention to your keys, you could lose who has the ball. So you really got to play disciplined and read your keys and just fly around to the ball.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a pretty fun game there on Friday night there. But it should be a nice evening for football. A little warm at 80 degrees, I think, maybe at kickoff, they're saying, but still pretty dry. And guys get the digital camo uniforms on Friday night there, and I know that probably makes everybody a little extra excited for that.
It does. The guys seem to enjoy those uniforms, mm-hmm. just being able to put on something a little different, I guess, and just to see all everybody pull together as a community and support our military members and all that is it's really awesome to be a part of and see.
Yeah, you know, kind of the first couple of years not knowing, first year especially not knowing what to expect, and I think this has been probably for coaching staff and players and everybody that's involved, probably exceeded a lot of expectations.
It does, and so far, you know, there's a lot of good things that are in motion, and just to be able to give back to people that have given so much is really an honor to be able to be a part of that. So.
And it should absolutely be fun here as well. Once again, it is Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here as Scott City hosts Smoky Valley, one of two games in a row at home, beginning on Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff there, Military Appreciation Night. Invite everybody out there. And Coach, thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you guys coming up here on Friday.
All right, thank you.